We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chaf Hey Sif Yud Beis as a Mechaber. Imaniach Tefillin Kama Pa'amim Bayom. If you put on Tefillin a couple times in the day, Tzarech Levarech Lemechol Pa'am. You need to make a bracha each time. Nishman to Mimkomam. If it moves away from its appropriate place, Umemashvish Vemlachzir Lemkomam, and you move them back, Tzarech Levarech. So Mechaber says you need to make a bracha if it moves out of its place. The Rama says Imachzir Achas Mehem Yivarech Kamo Shemaniach Tefillah Achas. If only one of them moves out of the way, then you make the bracha like you're only putting one of them on, depending on which one it is. As we saw earlier in the Ramah, it's going to be different. Mechaber continues, Hazizim imkoma adat lachzir miyad. If you moved it from its place in order to move it back immediately, Tzarech Levarech, says Mechaber, you still need to make a bracha. However, the Ramah says, Yesham shalol levarech v'achinag, ukvarnes parallel, simen chesef yadalad. The Ramah says, if you move it knowing that you're going to move it back immediately, then you don't need to make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though we have this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, if when you made the bracha, you had in mind that you were going to move them and then put them back, the Magen Avraham says even the Mechaber agrees that you wouldn't need to make a bracha. So the Mechaber thinks you need to make a bracha when you move it and you're going to move it back, but if you're only going to move it back, if you know when you make the bracha you're going to move it back, then you would not need to make a new bracha. The Shla, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, says that the reason that nowadays we do not make a bracha when it moves from its place, even though the Ramah seems to agree that if it moves from its place and you're not going to move it back immediately, that you would make a bracha. The Shla says the reason we don't make a bracha is because during davening, we have in mind that we're not going to be Mesiach Das no matter what. As long as it's during davening, if it moves from its place, you do not need to make a new bracha. This Mishnah Berurah is not like he said earlier in Hilchos Tzitzis, where he said if the talus falls off and you didn't realize that you didn't do it on purpose, then when you put it back in, you need to make a new bracha. But we already saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, as well as Rav Moshe Feinstein, already said in Hilchos Tzitzis that if your talus falls off, if it's during davening, you do not need to make a new bracha, because Stam, a person, has in mind that during davening, even if it falls off, they're going to put it back on, so therefore they do not need to make a new bracha. And we see the Mishnah Berurah says that clearly over here, quoting the Shla by Hilchos Tefillin. The only nafka mina would be if the tefillin moves out of its place after davening. If for some reason you continue to wear your tefillin after davening to learn or something like that, so then if it moves out of its place, if you're not doing it, if you don't move it on purpose in order to move it back immediately, where the Ramah would say you don't need to make a bracha, if it moves on its own out of place and completely and you move it back, then you would need to make a new bracha if it's after davening. The Chai Adam, however, says that even during davening, if it moves, you might as well make a new bracha because you don't lose, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to avoid making brachos if one does not need to. So anytime there's a complete hesech hadas, then you would need to make a new bracha. It's assumed during davening you're not going to have a hesech hadas, because if it falls off, you're planning on putting it back on. Where it would have a nafka mina is when one goes to the bathroom. If one goes into the bathroom, so they take off their tefillin in order to go into the bathroom, then since the Mishnah Berurah says since you can't wear your tefillin in the bathroom, that is considered to be hesech hadas, and you would need to make a new bracha when you come out and put the tefillin back on. Some poskim say that since our bathrooms don't really have the status of a beis hakiseh anymore, it's more of a beis hakiseh de parsai, since the feces is removed immediately, as we discussed much earlier in Chelak Aleph. Therefore, they say that even though you shouldn't wear your tefillin in there, you really could, and therefore it would be okay to, it's not a hesech hadas, and you would not need to make a new bracha. So some suggest that, but most poskim say that you need to make a new bracha when you put the tefillin back on after coming out of the bathroom.